morning. It's time for high school sports. Our first winter sports broadcast of the season. Tonight, the Highland Cardinals are playing at the Richland Center Hornets in area girls basketball. We look forward to bringing you the game coming up. Right after the Betesnik Power Sports pregame show, which is next. We'll look at the schedule and hear from the coaches in just a moment.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Betesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Betesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Betesnik.com.
It is the first official night that high school girls basketball teams can play a game, and there are several in the area. Mineral Point will be in Lancaster, River Valley at Lodi, Darlington at Scholesburg. Ithaca plays at Riverdale. Riverdale will play the Fenimore JV first. That'll be followed by the varsity game coming up later on this evening. Iowa Grant will be at Argyle Pecatonica, and Seneca at Cashton among the games. Dodgeville at Evansville. Kickapoo at Hillsboro. And coming up tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, it's Highland at Richland Center. We'll hear from Highland coach Josh Terrell in just a moment, and also we'll introduce you to first-year head coach Jeremy Cooey of Richland Center as well when our pregame show continues.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Our Betesnik Power Sports pregame show continues. I spoke earlier this week with Josh Terrell, longtime head coach of the Highland Cardinal girls basketball team.
We had good success over the years, but I'm sitting at 13 this year, so that's lower than I'd like, obviously, but we're going to still run a JV and a varsity program and just hope that we can stay healthy. So we'll do our best.
You match up with Richland Center, first one right out of the gate here, and I'm guessing you probably just worry about yourselves, you know, in a game like this where you've had so little time to prepare, don't you?
Yeah, normally I'll, you know, do a lot of scouting before we play a team, but, you know, that first game of the year, you really don't know on either side, and every year is different from the next, especially, and, you know, you don't necessarily have the same routines depending on what your personnel is, so it's going to be a kind of a blind, you know, start to the game, and obviously we'll make as many adjustments hopefully as we can as the game goes on and see what we can do.
I know your volleyball team had some success. A lot of times when your fall sports teams do well, it carries over into winter. I'm guessing you're hoping for that.
I definitely am. Yeah, girls had a volleyball team had a great season. You know, we have some of the girls that play both, not all, but We're hoping if we can carry over and win conference like they did, that'd be a great thing. But we're going to have our hands full, there's no doubt.
So who are the teams to beat this year in the Six Rivers?
Well, we kind of combined our Six Rivers East and our Six Rivers West together this year. So on the West side, though, I mean, Belmont's going to be very good again this year. I think every team's going to be better than last. Shelsburg's got some new kids coming in that I think are going to get varsity time. Potosi Castle's got a new coach. I think she's got things going in the right direction there. Ridge is going to be better. Benton, I don't know for sure where they're at as far as, you know, if they're looking at improving from last year or not. I think they are. Obviously, every team's looking at that, but as far as numbers, but I don't think they have a JV this year. But then you got the east side, and you got Peck Argyle, who's going to be just tougher nails, and Monticello Albany, two teams that went to state last year that have a lot of returning players. So Barneville's going to be better than last. They got, of course, Jimmy Myers back there, and as you know, they're going to be ready to go. So it's going to be a dogfight this year. So it should be a lot of fun.
How does it work then? Do you have like crossover games, or you're all together?
We're all together in the same conference. However, how we're doing it this year is so every team from the east will play every team from the west once, and then every team on your own side twice. So, and they'll all count toward a conference game.
That is a difficult schedule, isn't it?
It is. It is. And unfortunately, it's got good and bad. Unfortunately, obviously, you have less non-conference games. So, you know, it's always nice to play those teams. Like, obviously, we're playing Risen Center tonight. We'll still get some in, but not as many. But it's nice to play those non-conference, get different looks at different teams. But then again, you know, it's nice not to have to worry. You know who you're playing every year. But you get to know those teams pretty well by the time the season, you know, gets rolling around.
Who do you look at as your leaders this year, Josh?
Well, I have, you know, seniors coming back. I got two senior starters, Kay Terrell, my daughter, is the senior this year, and Caitlin Miller, another senior, and Izzy Washa is our senior, and Yeslin Mondragon. So two of those two will be starting, I think, start the season. And I look for those two to step up and be leaders for me. Addison Bedward is coming back, as I played a lot last year. She'll be my point guard. So obviously I expect a lot from my point guard. So she's gonna need to step up and carry, you know, put some more weight on her shoulders. So I think those are the biggest ones that we're looking to lead the team this year.
I know these outings are so early. How much can you take from a good or a bad game here early on in the season?
Well, I think you take a lot from it. I think, you know, at the beginning of the year, and I'm just using myself as an example, you know, you put a lot of things in during the year as the year progresses that you don't add at the beginning. You know, you try to get your basics down. So, you know, I try not to throw too much at them right away, but enough to be competitive those first games and then build from that. So how we play in these games depends on how fast we can build or how much we need to review, you know. So sooner we can get things down, the sooner we can add new things to the plate. But if we don't have those things down, we got to kind of keep working until we do. So I try to keep it as simple as I can. However, you know, I want to continually build and add things as the year goes on, so we're not, you know, so we got a little different look, especially when you get to that second half of the season when you're playing these teams for the second time.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks for talking with us, Coach, and we hope you have a good season at Highland this year.
Well, I appreciate it, Phil, and thanks so much for carrying our game tomorrow night. We appreciate it.
Josh Terrell joining us, Highland Coach, here on WRCO Sports.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Rural communities are at a higher risk for diabetes, and the majority of these are type 2, which are often preventable. Lifestyle changes like getting active and adopting a healthier diet are the best methods of prevention. If you do develop any type of diabetes, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has a team of certified diabetes care and education specialists who will work with you to help manage the disease. This month, take the time to learn more about your risks and commit to a better future.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great. Guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Yippee! Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled.
Richland Center girls coach Jeremy Cooey joins us. Jeremy, how did the team look at the scrimmage on Saturday?
We're starting to get things to come together. We've had a whole 5 days to practice and introduce a whole new program, a whole new, offense and defense. So with Saturday being the first test, it was kind of exciting to see, things starting to come together. And really optimistic about, the things to come.
What about your team this year? Who do you look at as your leaders?
Probably our floor leader is going to be Carly Meaden, coming back off from last year. She's going to be our senior on the court. Really looking to her to kind of control. We still have a younger team, but she'll kind of take control on the court for us. In addition, we also have Jasmine Haselrig and Libby Ruland as our other seniors. We have two juniors, which would be nice, having Jory Schultz and Rieslin Johnson. And then, again, last year being a really young team, but we still have returning sophomores in Ellaby Weiss and Kylie Burns and Addie Bort. So we're pretty excited about the experience that we're bringing back. And then we're also going to be, mixing things up and bringing in a few of the younger players to get some time on the court as well.
Did the team put in some time over the summertime?
Yeah, we got together and we had our summer basketball. We're limited on the number of days that we're able to get with them. So a lot of what we did over the summer was just kind of start to introduce them to myself and Coach Pat Elliott that to get us used to the girls and being around the girls. But then, introduce them to the offense. But when you only get 5 days, as all the state allows us to work with the girls over the summer, it's a little bit challenging, but it was good just to get them out there and get a ball in their hand over the summer.
Well, taking over the program, Jeremy, and how good is it to have a veteran coach like Pat Elliott by your side there?
That is a huge relief. Honestly, when we did this, I told Pat he had to help me, and he graciously accepted. So it is nice to have somebody like Pat on the sidelines with me so that, we can focus on the girls and focus on the X's and O's, and I just know that I have him at my side to be a sounding board and bounce ideas off and just make sure that we're just focused on getting these girls better.
At this point in the season, you play Highland. Do you know much about your opponent, or do you just kind of worry about yourselves for this first game?
For the first game, we're going to focus on what we're doing. The things that we can control. We can't control what Highland's going to do. I know they're a pretty solid program. You get in these small towns and they start playing ball as kids and they keep coming up. But we can't ever control what the other team's going to do on the court. All we can do is just make sure that we're doing the best and putting in the effort that we need to in order to get some wins on the board.
The Hornets are going to be road warriors. You open up at home, but then you have quite a few games on the road, don't you, Jeremy?
Yes, we do. We have kind of the November, December. We're going to have a little bit of time on the road, and it's going to be exciting. We get to go beginning of December and take the girls along with the boys team to Fiserv and play against Baraboo, so that'll be an exciting road game for the program to get the girls to go down and play at the Bucks Arena. But the beauty of that, once we make it through the holidays, we come back in January, we actually have a 10-game home stretch. So that'll be a nice way to offset as we kind of get things clicking and rolling.
What have you heard about the conference so far? Who will be the teams to beat in the Southwest Conference this year?
I think Prairie's always kind of at the top of the list. They've been running strong for a lot of years, so I think they're probably going to be up there. maybe, you know, Dodgeville's, they're a pretty good competitive team, and I'm going to throw us in there. We're optimistic with what we're seeing, and, you know, once we kind of, you know, work through the learning curves here, then we're optimistic for where this program's going to go.
If you're going to take that jump toward the top of the conference, what do you think the biggest thing you're going to have to improve on?
With having a new offense, new defense, everything is new to the girls this year. So it's just, we just need to get the reps in order to have that confidence in everything we're doing each and every play to where we're not thinking and we're playing basketball within the offense, within the defense.
Sounds good, Coach. Look forward to working with you this year, and I look forward to seeing the Hornets for the first time Tuesday night. Good luck this season.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
The coach of the Hornets, Jeremy Cooey, on the pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Sports here on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. The early action tonight saw Highland defeat Richland Center 37-30 in a very spirited JV game. It's also Parents Night, so parents were introduced prior to game time tonight. Here is the starting lineup for the Highland Cardinals, coached by Josh Terrell. Number one, Samarin Halverson, who is a junior guard. Number 14, Addison Bedward, a junior guard. Kate Terrell, number 21, a forward and post player. And she is a senior, as mentioned. Number 24, Caitlin Miller, 5'9", senior point guard. And a forward, number 4, Sophia Terrell. She is the 5'11", sophomore. For the Richland Center girls, Ella Weiss, number 5, a sophomore. Sophomore, number 10, Addie Board. Sophomore, number 12, Kylie Burns. A senior, number 23, Carly Meaden. And junior, number 35, Jory Schultz. Those are the Hornets, and those are the Cardinals. As the teams get set to tip it off here tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, first winter sports activity, and a good student representation here tonight to get the teams going in the right style here tonight. Good response to the JV portion of the game tonight as well. On a week where fall and winter sports cross over, the WIAA State Football Championships for 11-player football will be played later this week. The official brings the ball to the center of the court, and we are set for action here tonight. The Hornets from our left to our right, Highland our right to our left. Tip controlled by no one. There's a jump ball right away. 5 seconds into it. Meaden tying up with Highland on the right side, and the ball goes back to the middle to jump it again. Here's the tip, controlled by Richland Center. Schultz will take it. Burns on the left side. Burns, deep corner, looking. Now brings it back to Meaden. Meaden on a drive, fires it over here on the near side, and coming out with the ball with a dribble is Schultz. Brings it back now to Board. Cross court, tipped, but again, Weiss meets it on the left wing. Back to Meaden. Down to the baseline, Burns. Hook shot of the lane. Won't go. Rebound by the Cardinals. Highland pushing it along the far side. They're going to set it up now with Terrell. Terrell on the outside stretch. Looks to the inside. Going left. Back it goes. Top of the circle. Cardinals looking to bring it around. Now they will. Down to the baseline on a bounce feed to Kate Terrell. Terrell feeds it close to the far side. Halverson knocked away. Picked up by Meaden. Meaden threads it ahead and threw it too far, out of bounds. Turnover, we'll give it back to the Cardinals. It does not look like the Hornets will be in a full court press to start the game here tonight. They're going to drop back at a 2-3 zone. They'll extend that a little bit, bringing the ball across the timeline. Miller. Miller takes it to the left side. Ball thrown. Now back to the far side and down to the baseline. Jumper on the way won't go for Sophia Terrell. And taken out by the Hornets on the rebound. And they will swing it back the other way. Ball on the near side. Looking. Nothing there. Ball taken now by Board. Board gives it back to Burns. Burns on the inside. On a dribble drive. Heads up. Shot on the way. No good for Jory Schultz. Put back up. No good for Kylie Burns. And now rebounded by Highland. Cardinals take it back the other way. Push it down to the corner. The pass goes to the low post, and Sophia Terrell is loose with the ball on the floor, knocked away by the Hornets, picked up again, and Terrell takes a shot with a hook in the lane, and that is good. First basket of the season belongs to Kate Terrell. 2-0, Highland. Hornets with the basketball, nearing a couple of minutes into the ball game. Jory Schultz on the near side. Schultz on a dribble drive, stops, now fires it back, top of the circle. Burns on a bounce feed, inside, now they'll kick it left, and Meaden has it knocked away. They say it caught her leg on the out-of-bounds play, and it will belong to the Highland Cardinals. So, Caitlin Miller will bring it in play, and now we'll bring it along the near side. Addison Bedward for the Cardinals with the basketball. Ball goes down to the low post, stolen away by the Hornets. Good defense by Jory Schultz. And the Hornets push it the other way. Try to get on the board. Weiss meets it in the corner, throws it to the inside. Ripped away by Schultz, and now she's going to travel with the basketball. The pass went into a crowd. She ripped it away and kind of lost her feet, and the ball goes back to Highland. Cardinals with the basketball. They'll bring it along the near side. And it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds off of Highland. Good defense played by Kylie Burns. And Richland Center will have the basketball. Burns, good play, and the Hornets trying to convert that into some offense. Meaden across the timeline. Feeds it now to Schultz. Schultz high post. Burns near side. It's going to be Meaden driving, throws it low, and the ball scatters across half court, picked up by Highland on the drive. Shot on the other end, no good by Halverson. Put back, no good. Rebound by Weiss. Good hustle by Ella Weiss, and the Hornets take it back the other way. Richland Center setting it up. They'll work it to Weiss. Low post. Goes in. Tough shot. Partially blocked. Saved inbounds by Burns. Back into the hands now. Schultz on a drive. Shot won't stay. And out of bounds. Hornets are getting some offense going. Just can't get it through the twine so far. Now into the game for Highland will be Adeline Esser. And Halverson checks out for the Cardinals. Hornets looks like they've switched to a 1-3-1 defense. Meaden at the point. And now taking it to the right side is Bedworth. Throws it back now. Catches it in hands now of Miller. Miller and Bedworth. Back to the right side, Terrell. Holding the ball is Esser. Highland back to the left side. Looking to the inside is Bedworth. Throws it back door. And Highland lost the handle and a jump ball call. Bedward tying up with Schultz, and it will be Highland basketball on the arrow. So the Cardinals will inbound along the baseline, leading 2-0 early in this game. Lob comes into Terrell. She'll make a move around the defender. 10-footer on the way. Good. Nice touch for Sophia Terrell, and the Terrell sisters have all the points. 4-0, Highland. Meaden across the timeline. Meaden switches left hand. Cross court knocked away. Carly gets it back. Down the cross court knocked away by Highland. Good steal. Here goes Miller the other way. Tough shot away for Bedward. No good. Rebound Meaden. Richland Center gets it back off the board. 4 minutes into the game. 4-0 Highland. Meaden penetrates. Throws it left side and threw it away. Looking for the corner and Addie Board. And it comes back to the Cardinals. And the Hornets will take their first timeout. 13:51 remaining in the first half. 4-0 Highland Area Girls Basketball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort? to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Other scores tonight on the Filney flip phone. Riverdale leading Ithaca 15-7. That's in the first half. And Cassville is up on Boscobel 33-20. As we check the flip phone scoreboard this evening, courtesy of Y Connect Wireless. Highland basketball, they lead here 4-0 at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Setting it up is Esser. Esser throws it to Terrell. Sophia lobs it back long to the left side. Bedward drops it low block. And now around the horn it goes. Cardinals on the near side. They work the ball to Esser. Esser throws it into Crown, knocked away by the Hornets. Now picked up on the dribble drive. They'll take it the other way. J.C. Gander whips it to the right side. Burns shot is blocked by Highland out of bounds. J.C. into the ball game during the timeout. She is number 20. And the Hornets will set it up for corner out of bounds play. Addie Board is the inbounder. Board looking, gets it in. Gander in the lane, and it is going to be a tie-up. Gander ties up with Caitlin Miller, and the arrow points to Richland Center. The Hornets will have it on the end line. So here's Addie Board, gives the ball a tap, looks and needs some help, throws it in long. It's caught on the top of the circle by Jory Schultz. Schultz backs off, gives to Gander on the right wing. Gander on the move, has it knocked away, picks it up, throws it. Now back to the left side, caught there by Schultz. Schultz swings it back to the near side, and Highland is going to be called for a foul. That's the first foul of the ball game. Girls hustling. Well, that's in contrast to the JV game. There are a number of fouls in that game, and justifiably so. Both teams had aggressive, up-tempo defensive style. This foul is on number 24, Caitlin Miller. First foul of the game. 4-0 Highland leads. We're nearly 5 minutes into the action. J.C. Gander brings it back to the left side. Back to the middle, Burns. Burns on a drive, nothing. Throws it right side, three try. Gander got it. J.C. Gander with some instant offense for the Hornets. And it is 4-3. Good job. Hornets freshman with her first varsity points. Mark that down. Ball goes down to the corner. Here's a long three for Highland, and they answer. Isn't it amazing? You go back and forth, several possessions, no points, and all of a sudden two in a row. And that was Celia Olson, who just came into the game for Highland. That makes it 7-3. Hornets quickly on offense down to Weiss. She'll lay it up good from the right block. Hornets get the cellophane off the basket, and they score twice in a row now. 7-5. Highland by two. Ball goes to the corner. Sophia Terrell lobs it up to the near wing. Three-pointer on the way. Won't stay for Bedward. Rebound by the Hornets. Gander takes it the other way into the front court. Stops. Lobs it back now. And Schultz sets it up for Meaden. Meaden back in the paint. Backing off. Nothing there. Burns drops it left to Schultz. Jory nowhere to go. Pivots. Fires it back to Burns. Burns with the ball. Drives to the corner. Cut off. Swings it back to the near side. Caught by Jory Schultz. Schultz with the basketball, puts it on the dribble, looking for Meaden, finds her top of the circle, now to the corner, Gander to the high post, knocked away by Highland, and stolen away by the Cardinals. Bedward takes it the other way, lifts it left, now gets it back, drives lane, throws it to the right wing, Esser for three, no good, rebound by the Cardinals, Terrell with the rebound, now kicks it out to Kate Terrell, and she scores. Kate Terrell with 4 points, and Highland leads 9-5. Carly Meaden brings it across the half-court line, switches to the left-hand dribble drive, fires off now into the free-throw line area, turnaround up, shot no good for Burns, put back up, good! Carly followed her shot well, and it's 9-7. Hornets within a basket. Highland pushing it up the near side, nowhere to go, giving it back now to Bedward. Miller, now Terrell in the corner, Sophia. Nowhere to go. Fires it back to Esser. Esser, they'll wing it back to the near side and set it up strong. Now to the high post Back to the baseline. Three-pointer Highland is on the rim and no good for Olsen. And a jump ball on the rebound. Meaden ties up with Terrell. And this time the arrow points to Highland. Into the game for Highland, Samarin Halverson. And Caitlin Miller returns. Richland Center's lineup. It looks like we'll stay pretty much the same. No, Rieslund Johnson just checks in. All right. Three-pointer by Highland. On the way, no good. And that rims off in the lane. Taken away by Highland. Terrell shot up, no good. Rebound Hornets. And they'll bring it the other way. Taking it across the timeline. Schultz with a hop step low, and two shots coming up. Foul is called. She is fouled on the way down the lane. Hornets taking it to the hoop pretty well here, especially for a young crowd kind of learning the ropes here on varsity. Two shots on the foul. It's on Caitlin Miller. That's her second foul. She has both of Highland's fouls. 10-11 remaining in the first half. Free throw is on the rim, and that is good. Falls in for Jory Schultz. Into the game for the Hornets, number 55, Libby Ruland, who is a senior. Second free throw coming up now. This one on the way, and that one is no good. So the rebound pulled down by Highland, and the Cardinals take it the other way. Down to the corner, tough shot on the way, and it won't stay for Halverson. Back it goes to the outside. Highland, good job rebounding. They'll go right away down low to Terrell. Sophia's shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jory Schultz and the Hornets. Schultz across the timeline left. Fires off to Meaden. Carly, three-point link. Her pass deflected. Taken away by the Cardinals. And Bedward across the timeline down to the baseline. Throws it inside. And lost out of bounds by Highland. It will be Richland Center basketball. Ella Clements is into the game for the Hornets. Richland Center bringing in another freshman. And into the game for Highland is Kate Terrell. She returns. Sophia Terrell rotates out. J.C. Gander will bring the ball in play, and the Hornets along the near side. Rieslund Johnson stops and now fires it off to Carly Meaden. Carly over to the left side. Dribble drive there for Gander. Throws it. Nope. Taken away by Highland. Here they go. Bedward the other way. Leans in. No, but she's fouled. And we'll get two free throws. Cardinals go to the line on a first foul of the night against Richland Center. This is on J.C. Gander. Going to the free throw line, number three. That is Addison Bedward. And Addison will take aim here for the Cardinals. First one on the way and good. Well, the Wisconsin men's basketball team has been impressive shooting free throws. Among the top teams in the country from the line, over 90% for the season, so pretty amazing. It's a great skill. You win a lot of games doing that. Free throw is good, and that makes it 11-8. Highland, 9:21 remaining in the first half. Cardinals have it, and it's knocked away as Richland Center couldn't get it across the half-court line. Taken away and picked up by Kate Terrell. Celia Olson sets it up. Bedward, now Terrell at the free throw line. Scoops it back near side. Three-pointer Highland won't stay for Bedward. Rebound down low by Terrell. Swings it back to Bedward. She'll move in over to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and it won't stay for Olson. Rebound Terrell. Terrell swings it out. Wide open three on the way, and that one won't stay for Esser. Fought for. Libby Rulin gets the rebound and is tied up. Jump ball called. Rulin ties up with Bedward, and it will be Richland Center basketball on the arrow. Ella Weiss returns to the lineup for Richland Center, as does Jory Schultz and Addie Board. Kylie Burns, so it looks like the original Hornets starting lineup is out there as they look to break a Highland press. Schultz on the right side, swings it across through the hands of Burns, the intended receiver, and now taken away by the Cardinals. They'll go to Esser, back door, kick it out for Halverson, and on the rim, no good from Freeland. Rebound low by Terrell, put back, won't stay. Rebound Addie Board, and the Hornets. Richland Center with the basketball, both teams struggling a bit to put it through the twine. across the timeline, Jory Schultz, and Jory's foul. That's the third Highland Cardinal foul. And it's on number three, Addison Bedward. Wisconsin Heights leading Parkview 30-7 in the first half. Wazika Steuben 60, Southwestern 31, Wanewak Center 40-38 over North Crawford in the second half. Pass comes to the middle. Meaden on a drive. Score! First basket of her senior year, Kylie Meaden with a catch and release, and it is 11-10. Cardinals with the ball on the near side. Halverson back to Bedward, attacking the zone defense. Throws it inside. Turnaround shot won't go for Esser. And the ball touched last by the Hornets as it goes out of bounds. Fort Atkinson leading Reedsburg 32-24 at halftime. Both teams continuing to put in a few back and forth, kind of a rotation here going for both teams. Cardinals come back, and they've got Miller in the lineup. Tough shot up, blocked by the Hornets. Nice job, and a block by Kylie Burns. Rebounded by Carly Meaden, and back it goes the other way. Meaden across the half-court line. Hornets could take a lead. No, stolen away by Olsen. Celia trying to take it coast-to-coast. Bumped away by Jory Schultz of the Hornets. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by the Cardinals. Down around the out-of-bounds line. They'll kick it back to the three-point line. Tough shot won't stay for Sophia Terrell. And a rebound by Richland Center. Carly Meaden with a basketball. 7:13 remaining in the first half. 11-10 Highland. Hornets thread the needle, back to the near side, taken away by Terrell. And Terrell is going to be stopped in a jump ball call as she ties up with Kylie Burns. It will come back to the Cardinals on the arrow. And now the Hornets drop back on the defensive side in a 2-3 zone. Highland across the timeline, picked off now on a nice chance by Kylie Burns. Left her defender, now brings it back to the right side. Swings it back, top of the key. Ball fake, on a drive. There's Sean, a wave for a good shot, up and good. Nice shot by Jory Schultz. And the Hornets take the lead. 12-11 ball game score. Ball right side to Olsen. Olsen, nowhere to wander. Brings it back to the left side. Held up now by Miller. Miller down to the baseline. Cardinals, 6.5 to play in the first half. Out to the corner. Miller for three on the rim. No good. Put back up, and that is good. Sophia Terrell with her second basket for Highland, and they recapture the lead. 13-12 here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. 6:10 remaining here in the first half. And Meaden with a basketball, and a push is called. Foul is on the Cardinals, which will be foul number four against them. Into the lineup for the Cardinals, number 10, Esser. And the Hornets lineup, they're going to bring in Jasmine Hazelrig, seeing her first action tonight. She's a senior. Ball on the right side for the Hornets. On the dribble drive, throwing it up, and it is thrown away. The Hornets with an unforced turnover, and Highland will get it back near the midcourt line. 5:56 remaining in the first half. It is a 13-12 Highland Cardinal lead. The team's playing fairly even tonight. Hornets did not win an official game last year. Girls basketball trying to get that early on this year. There's a shot from the outside. No good, but Weiss fouling her player she was defending. That is Caitlin Miller, and I believe she'll send one of the players, Miller or Terrell, to the line on the foul call. Is against Ella, and it will be Sophia Terrell shooting for the first time tonight. Goes to the free throw line. In the air with that one, and it is no good. One more coming up. 13-12 Highland. Evansville leads Dodgeville 21-8 in the first half. Barneville up on Platteville 32-23 at half. Free throw is good by Terrell. Mentioned Jim Myers back coaching for Barneville this year. That's going to make them instantly a contender, his expertise. Ball comes to the right side, and it's going to be a foul called on a loose ball. That'll be called. Let's see. No, they're just going to say that Richland Center stepped out of bounds. No foul. So it goes back to the Cardinals at the midcourt line. Well, change of plans again. The officials had the wrong possession. It'll be Richland Center basketball at midcourt. Everybody was set up. The Hornets are on defense, but they'll gladly get the ball back. 5.5 to play in the first half. Meaden, top of the circle, guarded closely, tries to whip it back door, threw it away, looking for Ella Weiss, who is open for a brief glance on the baseline. And it will come back to the Cardinals. We'll bring it length of the floor. Hornets bringing in number 20, J.C. Gander. Gander and Hazelrig at the top of the 2-3 zone for the Hornets. Then it's Schultz, Weiss, and Burns along the baseline. Bounce feed down to the baseline, taken by Celia Olsen. Kicks it back, high post, jumper on the way, good. Sophia Taro strikes again. It is 16-12, Highland. Hornets trying to get it across the half-court line. J.C. Gander fires over to the left side. Taken there on the drive by Schultz, back to Gander. Gander on a drive, free throw line, whips it to Hazelrig. Her shot is blocked, and she gets it back. Swings it back, top of the circle, Burns. Free throw line right, Gander. Now Hazelrig shoots for a three on the way, no good, in heavy pressure. And the rebound by the Hornets, taken by Jory Schultz. In the lane, tough shot won't go, and a jump ball will be called, and maybe a foul. A lot of contact in there as the teams were scrabbling for the ball. That'll be on number 12, Kylie Burns of Richland Center, which will be her third. 16-12, Cardinals, 4:38 remaining in the first half of area girls basketball tonight. Samarin Halverson takes it over the right side. Taking it around the horn. Esser down low, and the pass to Terrell. She's tied up with Weiss. And the alternate arrow points to Richland Center. Carly Meaden returns for Richland Center. Jasmine Hazelrig will come out. And the Hornets with a basketball. The long lob into J.C. Gander. J.C. back to Meaden, who walks it across the timeline. Knocked away momentarily, but picked up again by the Hornets. Top of the circle, Gander, left side, Schultz. Schultz on a dribble drive, back to Gander, in the lane. She slices and dices, and then is fouled as she tried to get through the defense. Highland tried to get a clean block. And the foul's going to be called on Sophia Terrell. That's her first for Highland. They're sixth. The Highland Cardinals with six, and Richland Center with three fouls in the first half. Free throw in the air, and it is no good. Gander will get another. She's got a three on the night. Both teams have rotated players quite regularly. Kate Terrell is in. Celia Olsen out for Highland Cardinals. And now the second free throw for J.C. Gander. J.C. with a free throw. It's in and out. And the rebound by Kate Terrell. Terrell with the up ahead, catching it now, Sophia Terrell. Left side, back to the right. Going to be held there by Esser. Back to Terrell. Hornets almost got a nice steal from Meaden. Good defense. Cardinals bring it near side. Set a screen, now top of the circle. Halverson whips it left side and threw it away. Good defense. Kylie Burns came out to try and deflect the pass. Didn't deflect it, but kind of maybe force the turnover. So it'll come back down to Richland Center, three-quarter court. They will bring it in. Carly Meaden in the backcourt. Lobs it ahead now to Ella Clements. Clements back to Meaden. Sets it up. Throwing it left side to Jory Schultz. Schultz's pass deflected by Highland. Schultz goes to get it right around the half-court line. Brings it back to Meaden. On a drive, Carly is there. Ball knocked away by Highland. Picked up again by Jory Schultz. Hornets try to get a clean offensive series. Ella Clements meets the ball, turns around, knocked away by Highland. They've got to go ahead now with a fast break. Tough shot of the way and good for Esser. And a timeout, Richland Center. Cardinals lead by six, 18-12. Timeout Hornets, high school girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Hornets basketball out of the timeout. Up ahead, stolen away. Haraldsson with a steal. Severin will lay it in. Good. That's her first basket, and the Cardinals go up by 8, 20 to 12. Highland and to the backcourt. The Cardinals commit a foul. Carly Meaden was in the midst of bringing it across the half-court line. The Cardinals called for foul number 7, which will result in a bonus throw. Now, foul is on Halverson. That is her second. So she will come out of the lineup. Back in for the Cardinals, Celia Olson. And for the Hornets, it will be Addie Borg. Going to the free throw line. For Richland Center now will be Carly Meaden. Carly with a basket to her credit tonight. Couple of dribbles. Free throw number 1 is a bonus, and it's on the way. No good. Rebound by Highland. And the Cardinals set it to half court. Now we'll set it up. Leading by 8. They've been on a good run after the Hornets took a lead briefly at 12-11. They've not scored. Here's a shot, no good. Foul called on the Cardinals down the way by. So free throws for Richland Center. That is foul number 9 on Highland. Foul is down number 21, Kate Terrell. That's her first. And it puts the Hornets at the line again. Richland Center 1 of 5 to start the season from the line. Jory Schultz, free throw on the way, and it won't go. Punt for, rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Highland takes it back the other way. Medward across the timeline, stops, plants, fires over the left side, and Olson. Now high post pass, Terrell kicks it out. Highland over to the right wing, down to the baseline. Sophia into Kate, shot away, good. Terrell sisters combine, and the Cardinals all of a sudden have jumped ahead by 10. 22-12, pass comes across the board. Down to Weiss. Ella on the baseline, dribbles and is cut off. Swings it back now to Borg. Left side, Meaden. Pass pounded to the corner. Taking it out of dribble drive is Jory Schultz. Back to the low post. Weiss, and she will score. Schultz with the assist. Ella Weiss with her second basket. 22-14. Cardinals by 8. Again, that breaks a string. Highland had gone 11 in a row before the Hornets have scored. Back to the near side, Medward, fires corner. Now bringing it back is Esser. Ball down to the baseline. Now Terrell on a drive, shot on the way, no good. Weiss fights for the rebound and gets it. A minute 40 remaining in the first half. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Schultz with a jumper on the way for the free throw line, no good. Put back up, no good. Put for, and the rebound by the Cardinals. Outlet pass now to Medward. Addison will bring it down to the baseline. Kate Terrell kicks it to the corner. Medward shot on the way, won't go. Foot four, out of bounds. Last tap by Highland. It will be Richland Center ball. Izzy Washa is in for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals set up with a full court press again. It's been a little bit tough on the Hornets. Carly Meaden brings it near side, skips it across in the pass to Kylie Burns. Burns uses the dribble, now back to Meaden. Carly on the near side, brings it all the way back, top of the circle. Now gives it to Schultz. Burns lobs it, gets it back. Burns, 14-footer on the rim, and goes. Kylie Burns with her second basket, 22-16. Hornets within 6, 50 seconds remaining in the first half. Olson. Around the wheel it goes. Back down to the baseline, Sophia Terrell. Swings it back to Olson. Terrell, Esser, and company. The Cardinals work it now to Sophia Terrell. Terrell moves it inside. Now back to the outside. Cardinals trying to get an opening. Down to 27 seconds. Long three on the way. And good for the Cardinals. Celia Olson hits her second triple. And it's 25-16. Hornet basketball. They are called for a double dribble in the backcourt. Backcourt pressure of Highland. Maybe kind of getting him to double clutch a little bit. And the Cardinals will get another look at it with 16 seconds to go. 25-16 as the halftime wanes. Ball goes left side, and it's coming up. Back to the right side, it's Terrell. Terrell, now to Esser. Three-pointer on the way. Highland, no good. 4 seconds. Put back up, no good by Sophia Terrell. Rebound put back up, no good. At the end of the game, or the first half game here, it's that's Kate Terrell with a missed shot. And they go to the halftime locker room. Cardinals leading it by 9, 25-16, and a hard-fought first-half non-conference battle here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Highland 25, Richland Center 16 in area girls basketball. Tonight live from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
For our first high school sports update of the winter sports season here at halftime, we're going to be talking about some of the points of emphasis this year as far as basketball rules and things that officials are looking at. So Henry Bray joins us. Normally we talk about maybe not such serious stuff, but he's here in a serious capacity here as an official as licensed by the WIAA. Henry, I know one of the things that officials will be looking at this year, the faking being fouled. There's going to be more of a look at that this year, isn't
it? A lot of people call it a flop, but it's actually not called a flop. You don't want to go with a flop because then you get with miswording like over the back. There's not a foul that's called over the back. I mean, a lot of people, that's over the back. Well, that's not a foul. You know, over the back is not a foul. Just like flopping. Flopping is faking being fouled. So it is a bench warning for the first one, then is a technical foul thereafter for the rest of the game. So
if it's a bench warning for that, does the foul, if it eventually gets to a technical, does it go on the player or the bench?
It goes on the bench, but okay. It also goes to the running clock. Oh. It is a bench technical. But it also does go on the running fouls.
So let's say a scenario, okay, somebody flops, the shot goes through, they get fouled on the shot. Is there potential for more than one free throw?
Yeah, what's going to happen is the official is going to signal flop, not call it yet. The whistle has to hold, you have to hold that whistle when the offense has it, unless it's a dribbler. If it's a shooter, you have to hold your whistle until the act of the shot is done, okay, and then you can call the flop. So if you got a fake being fouled guy that's called, the official signals it, doesn't blow it, signals it, and then the shooter gets fouled. If the bucket goes in, we have a foul, so we're going to have two incidents on that one call. The first thing that the calling official is going to do is call the foul. Okay, so if we have a foul on 34, we're going to call the foul on 34. Bucket is good, and he's going to get one free throw. So the next, and then he's either going to initiate a technical foul if it's the second one, or a warning if it's the first one. If it's the second one, the offending team is going to get two shots plus the ball at the division throw in opposite the table side.
Are there some rule changes this year that you can think of?
There's a couple of them. There's one for. Warning for delaying a game and allowing it to develop into actionless. So, tough call is another one. We have a new timeout. It's for blood cleaning. Another point of emphasis is making sure the clock gets blown on all timeouts at 15 seconds. And what that 15-second does is actually, because a lot of teams will go beyond that 15 seconds, if you're not breaking the huddle, there, you know, and that's a warning for delay. And a lot of teams go beyond that minute, and but they do not want that. So the officials really have to be on that.
Sounds good.
Thanks, buddy.
Henry Bray joining us for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
WRCO 25-16, Highland leading at halftime. The Hornets' only lead was 12-11 in this game, and then the Cardinals scored 11 straight points to lead 22-12, and the Hornets actually made up with a few points at the end of the scoring there in the first half. Leading the way for the Cardinals tonight with 7 points, Sophia Terrell, 6 each for Kate Terrell and Celia Olson, and 2 each for Samara Halverson, Adeline Esser, and also Addison Bedward. For Richland Center, the leading scorers include 4 points for Kylie Burns and Ella Weiss, 3 points for J.C. Gander and for Jory Schultz, and 2 for Carly Meaden. Hornets have made 1 3-pointer. That was J.C. Gander's. And Highland has made 2, both from the hands of Celia Olson. And now a check of the Filney flip phone scoreboard here at halftime. It is Riverdale leading Ithaca 34-31. That game is in the second half. Cassville up on Boscobel 63-33. That's at halftime. Reedsburg 42, Fort Atkinson 40. Also tonight, Mauston leading Royal 47-28. Cashton 58, Seneca 11 in the second half. Barneville 38-30 over Platteville. Evansville was leading Dodgeville at halftime 25-13. So some scores from around the area, sponsored by Y-Connect Nationwide, local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, it is 25-16, Highland leading Richland Center in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year.
Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center. Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Save on so many items during the November sale at All American Do It Center. Save 40% on an outdoor timer for your Christmas light display. Save up to 25% on select painting supplies, rollers, trays, and tape. Save up to $300 on select closeout outdoor grills. Plus, save on winter supplies, including shovels, space heaters, and sidewalk salt. Shop local during the November sale, now through December 1st at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Highland leading Richland Center in area girls basketball as we get set for the final 18 minutes of regulation. Both teams getting a few words at the bench, and then they'll move out to the floor. Next up for Highland after tonight, they will have some games coming up here before the holidays, including a game at Iowa Grant on Monday, and then Benton will be their opponent. I guess that's after Thanksgiving, December 3rd. So Iowa Grant the next game on Monday. For the Hornets, they stay busy with a game coming up against Portage, and then they'll be at Wisconsin Heights next week on Tuesday. Here we go. Back to action. Highland with a basketball. Looks like the original starters for both clubs. Halverson for the corner. Three-pointer on the way. It's missed. Fought for. Miller back up. No good. Two free throws coming up for the Cardinals. Just 16 seconds into the half. Shooting foul. Hornets did pretty well in fouls, just three in the first half. This one is on Jory Schultz, her first. At the line is Miller. Her free throw is good. That makes it 26-16. Second one on the way, and it is on the rim, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets, and they'll push it now up the sidelines board. Back to Schultz. Jory takes it right side. She is defended. A couple of players on her. Ball comes back to board on the left side. Back to Schultz, top of the key. Jory works it left side behind the back dribble. Highland knocks it into the backcourt. Good defense by Halverson. And now back to Meaden. The Hornets whip it back door. Weiss, tough shot, won't stay. Crashing the boards. Hornets can't get it. Rebounded by Sophia Terrell. And the Cardinals back the other way with a quick drive. Bedward now fires it back out. Free throw line right. Top of the circle now Miller. Miller giving it back to Bedward. Cardinals down low. Good defense by the Hornets. Quick pass inside. Shot is good by Sophia Terrell. That'll make it 28-16. Highland with its biggest lead. Hornets with Jory Schultz on the left wing. Bringing it back toward the top of the circle. Pivots. Gives it inside. Now back to the outside. Addy board. Board cross time. Oh, it's going to be knocked away. Picked up by Halverson. Taking it home with a left-hand lay-in. No good. Foul called on the play. Foul is going to be marked on Addie Board, I believe. That will be her first foul. Hornets second of the half. And going to the line will be Halverson. Free throw is good. Highland so far is 5-for-7 for the game. This one in the way, and it is on the rim, and it is no good, and Meaden with the rebound. Carly Meaden with the basketball, 29-16, Highland. Hornet ball. Meaden is double-teamed, cross-court pass, grabbed there by Schultz. Schultz penetrates a bit, drives down to the baseline, bumped away by Kate Terrell, and then there is a out-of-bounds call on her. It'll belong to the Hornets. Both teams doing some hustle plays here for early on in the season. Here's the inbound pass. Meaden back to Weiss. Weiss to Schultz. On a drive, there's Meaden back to Schultz. Top of the circle. Hornets work their way back to Board on the near side. Board throws it to Meaden. Caught now by Schultz. Back to Board. Inside Meaden. Throws it down low. Weiss is trapped on the baseline. Goes back to Board. Addy on a drive. Throws it across the lane. Schultz far side. Hornets trying to get open for a shot. And now Meaden in the lane. Ball fake goes in. Tough shot is going to go. And she's fouled. Nice play by Carly Meaden. Hornets were just needing somebody to take it to the hoop and force the issue. And they got it done. Foul is called on 21, Kate Terrell. That's her second. That makes the score 29-18. Hornets can get within 10. Carly at the line. Free throw on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sophia Terrell. And the Cardinals rifle it down to the corner. Halverson back to the outside now. Inside. Here's Terrell. Skips into the corner. Three-point try on the way and in and out for Miller. Rebound by Weiss of the Hornets. Ella brings it up to the far side, and Meaden crosses the timeline. Island is pressuring that ball all the way, three-quarter court, and the Hornets throw it away. Ball was headed toward the wing and out of bounds, caught by the Hornet fans. It'll be Highland ball right along the sidelines. Inbound pass now, and walking it up across the timeline is Miller. Miller now top of the wheel, taken there by Terrell. Top of the circle, back to Miller. Launches a shot on the way, no good. And a rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Meaden with the outlet pass to Jory Schultz. Schultz backs in, now has it knocked away, finds the handle, throws it into Meaden. Carly back to the inside, and Burns tries to burn it down low. Knocked away, picked up by the Cardinals. Outlet pass now, they're going. Here's a shot on the way and good. Fast break bucket by Addison Bedward, her first field goal. That makes it 31-18. Bringing the ball up to half court is Jory Schultz. Gets it across the timeline. Turnaround shot by Burns, and good. Kylie Burns has 6 points for Richland Center. 31-20. Highland and a traveling call down the Cardinals as they worked it across half court. Bedward slid the pivot foot. Into the game for the Hornets, Libby Ruland and J.C. Gander. Cardinals come back with Adeline Esser. And it will be Richland Center ball in the backcourt. Gander gives it now to Meaden. 14-20 remaining here in the ball game. 31-20 Highland. Ball to the high post. Burns turns in. Throws low to Ruland. Knocked away. Picked up. Terrell with a pickoff. Now here's the up ahead. Bedward speeds away from the crowd and lays it in good. Timeout is called, I believe. 33-20 the ball game score, and a timeout by Richland Center. Cardinals up by 13. Just over 14 minutes remaining in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets inbound. It's stolen by Highland. Cardinals on that aggressive defensive path, and that has turned into some points. They're going to work it left side to Esser. Top of the circle now, and they'll set it up. Edward backs off, looking. Now on a dribble drive near side. Brings it back to Esser. And a traveling call on Highland. Hornets get it back. Reedsburg leading Fort Atkinson 47-42 in the second half. Mauston up on Royal. That's a final, 58-36. Hornet basketball. It's Gander down to the near side. Schultz, Meaden just up from the baseline. Dribbles back on the wing. Fires it back top of the circle. Taking it right side is Schultz. Back to the near side. Meaden for three on the rim. No good. Fought for. Rebound pulled down by Sophia Terrell. Baseballs it up to the sidelines. Caught by Miller. Back to Kate Terrell. Jumper out of the way. Partially blocked. Rebound by the Hornets. Jory Schultz with the basketball up near half court. Switches directions. Brings it off to Carly Meaden on the left wing. Plants. Throws it to the corner. Gander for three. Got it. J.C. Gander with her second triple tonight. And that makes it 33-23. Pass to the right side for the Cardinals. Down to the baseline, caught by Miller. Miller lobs it back to Esser. Down to the baseline, held up by Terrell. Lobs it back right side, quick move. And on the way for Miller, shot no good from 10 feet on the baseline. Rebound by Richland Center's Kylie Burns. Back to Carly Meaden. Carly skips it over to the far side, and Schultz will set it up for the right wing. Drops it down low to Rulin. Rulin, turnaround for the low block on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. 12:20 remaining in the ballgame. Speeding away is Bedward. Drives low. Shot. No, but she's fouled. Foul called on Libby Rulin. That will be her first. Going to the free throw line for Highland will be Addison Bedward. Highland up by 10 in the ballgame. That free throw is good. Bedward with a total of 7 points. Weiss returns to the lineup for Richland Center. Free throw on the way, and that one is no good. Reagan Sheff into the ballgame, seeing her first action, and gets the rebound. Hornets back to J.C. Gander. Across the timeline, Meaden is hammered as Highland was going for the pass, and they bodied up Carly Meaden, so that'll be the second foul on the Cardinals. And the second on Sophia Terrell. So Richland Center will have the ball at half court. Got a couple of freshmen, a sophomore, and a sophomore out there right now. Young squad. Hornets bring it back to Meaden. Meaden takes it right side. Caught there on the quick move by Gander. Nothing. Brings it back to Shep. Ball fake near side. Drives back with a right-hand dribble. Gives back to Carly Meaden. Lobs it low. Weiss stepped out of bounds as she made her move toward the basket. And that'll give it back to the Cardinals. Leading 34-23. Highland ball. Walking the ball is Esser. Esser fires it off to Olsen on the left side. Back to the right side, Terrell. Cardinals trying to set it up. Terrell back to Esser. Esser is pinned in closely. Hornets in that 1-3-1. And Highland will throw it away. Cardinals trying to scream one toward the baseline. Came up empty. Into the ball game is Halverson for Highland. Cardinals leading it by 11. We have 11-27 remaining tonight in the ballgame. Up to half court. And the Hornets throw it away. A pass intended for Gander is picked off by Terrell. And the Cardinals leading by 11 will get it going again. Halverson just across the Hornet at center circle. Brings it to the near side, and Miller bounce feed low to Sophia Terrell. Sophia leans in, now throws it back. Miller drives baseline back to Terrell. She is going to be losing the handle. Picked off now by J.C. Gander. Gander brings it, weaves in and out of traffic, drives down low, scoops the ball back to the near side. The foul is called on number 24, Caitlin Miller. That'll be her third. Richland Center will ring the ball in play in a moment. Cardinals bring in Addison Bedward, and Caitlin Miller comes out with three fouls for Richland Center. Jory Schultz. And now Meaden looking to bring the ball in play. Does to Ella Weiss. Ella B brings it now off to the near side. Reagan Shep. Shep steps, dribbles, fires it into the high post, and Schultz going backdoor. Burns trying to look for Schultz. Ball knocked away, picked up now by the Cardinals. 2-on-1 break. They'll throw to Esser. Her shot is on the way. No good. And the Hornets get the rebound. That's Carly Meaden with a hustle play. 10.5 to play in the game. Cardinals by 11. Nearside pass to Shep. Inside Weiss. Weiss moves in and is fouled on the shot. And will go to the free throw line. That'll be the fourth Highland foul. It is a shooting foul. Foul is on Sophia Terrell. That's number three. Free throw by Weiss is no good. Ella with 4 points tonight. Izzy Washa is in for the Cardinals. Addie Board for Richland Center. And sophomore Ella Weiss back at the free throw line. It's in the air. It's short. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up now. Shot by Weiss. No good. Trying to save it. Kylie Burns stepped out of bounds. It will be Richland Center back on defense. Highland with the basketball. Barneville leading Platteville 50-49 in the second half. That's a great ball game. Evansville 47-20 on Dodgeville. Potosi-Cassville has won against Boscobel 64-38. Highland ball. Esser for three from the near wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Kylie Burns. Kylie with the pickoff. Now throws it over to Jory Schultz. Schultz brings it across half court. Schultz nowhere to go. Gives it off to Shep, who is double teamed, and the Cardinals rip the ball away. Halverson with the up ahead. Throws a pass now to Esser. Back to Halverson. Weiss picked it up. Good hustle play. Brings it the other way for the Hornets. Jory Schultz at the point. Schultz brings to Addie Board. Board has it knocked away. Washa in the corner. Can't hang on. And a foul is called, I believe. Officials will discuss it. No foul. Looks like it's off the Hornets. It will be Highland basketball. Again, a young squad for the Hornets. Weiss and Board are sophomores. Burns, a sophomore. Schultz is the elder statesperson, has a junior out there. Reagan Shep is a freshman. Left side for the Cardinals. Back to the top of the circle. 34-23. Highland in the lead. Halverson looking inside. Now the pass comes all the way to the near side. Esser down low. Washa on a drive. His double team cut off. Fires back to Esser. Three from the corner. No good. Fought for. Rebound Cardinals. They'll take it back to the top of the key. They'll go left side. Ball down to the baseline. Turnaround 18-footer on the rim. No good for Olsen. Rebound by Shep. She'll take it across the timeline. All the way down to the baseline on a double team. She'll bring it back to Addie Board. It's knocked away by Highland. Out of bounds. Richland Center basketball right near the Hornets bench with 8:39 to play in the game. Board is the inbounder. Jory Schultz catches it. Drives to the right side. Now brings to Board. Down to the baseline, Shep. Drives a little closer. Guarded by Washa. Swings it. High post. Turnaround shot away. Good for Kylie Burns. She's got eight. And the Hornets draw a little closer. 34-25. And the Hornets look for a steal. Knocked away but picked up now by the Cardinals. And they'll set up the offense. Bedward, top of the circle. Swings it over to Esser, down low, and a timeout taken by the Cardinals. 8 minutes, 9 seconds remaining. 34-25 in favor of Highland, leading Richland Center and area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Richland Center.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
8:09 remaining in tonight's area girls basketball game. Phil Nee with you from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets have kept it close against this Highland club tonight. Hornets with, looks like Rieselyn Johnson in the game as the timeout ends. She enters the game, and we're ready. Ball goes left side. Platteville with the basketball. Platteville, I just looked at the Platteville score. 51-50, they have defeated Barneville by one. Highland with the basketball. Just under 8 minutes to go on a drive. Here is Bedward down to the baseline. Caught there by Miller. Miller inside Kate Carroll. Now Miller grabs it on the near side. Swings it over to the far side. Caught by Bedward. Now left side, Halverson. Halverson lobs near side. Highland, a good job by the Hornet defense, keeping him away from the bucket. There's a pass to the deep corner. Halverson finds an open person from the wing. Three on the way. Good. Nice basket for Bedward. Her first triple. And Highland jumps ahead 37-25. So Richland Center now back to the drawing board. Cardinals by 12. Ball fake now driving down deep. Tough shot up and good for two for Jory Schultz. And it's a 10-point game. 37-27. Cardinals pass down to the baseline. Sophia Terrell drives low post and is fouled on the floor. That'll be the fifth Hornet foul. And it's on Kylie Burns, which will be her second. Carly Meaden returns to the Richland Center lineup for Reagan Shep. And now the inbounder for the Cardinals, looking and launching it in. There it's caught by Terrell. Sophia gives it back now to Bedward. Right side, Halverson. Bedward, top of the circle. Now throws it down to the baseline. Caught by Miller. Miller lobs long back to the far side. Bedward, Miller, and now back to the near side. Miller for three from the corner. It is down the rim. No good. Rebound, Sophia Terrell. Back to the corner. Down to the high post. Kate Terrell scoops it back to Sophia. Three from the corner. On the way, no good. Rebound, Carly Meaden. Hornets can get it under 10 now with a successful trip. Ball comes up the left side. Rieselyn Johnson, her pass low, picked off now by Highland, and the Hornets foul the Cardinals. Bedward fouled on the play. That'll be Richland Center's sixth foul. Jory Schultz ringed up for her second. Into the game for the Hornets, Jasmine Hazelrig and also J.C. Gander. Coach Cooey with a rotation going on here tonight. 2-3 zone for the Hornets. And Halverson on the left wing. Halverson nowhere to wander. Ball tipped. Now caught again by Bedward. And the Cardinals set it up going back door. There is Miller. Shot on the way. No good. Hazelrig with the rebound for Richland Center. Now to Burns. And Meaden. And some of that Highland pressure extended to half court. Pass comes to the low blockers. Hazelrig. Turn on shot. Good. Jasmine Hazelrig with her first basket tonight. And the Hornets get it under 10, 37-29. We have 5:44 to go in the ballgame. Highland working at left side. Ball fake for Halverson. Terrell back to Miller on the near side. Back to Terrell. Kate drives low, leans in. Tough shot blocked by Weiss. And a foul called on the Cardinals on the loose ball. That will be Highland's fifth foul. It's on Kate Terrell. That's her third. Highland's press has been very successful, and they're going to try to put it on again as Carly Meaden puts the ball inbounds. Now Terrell, Kate, comes out of the ball game, is replaced by Celia Olson. Hornets inbound the basketball. Carly Meaden across the half-court line. Carly crosses, goes right side to Borg. Addy with the ball, crossover dribble. Nothing, gives it back now to Burns. Burns to Weiss on the wing. Inside it goes to Meaden. Meaden is stopped, nowhere to wander, and a timeout taken by Coach Cooey of the Hornets. 5:10 remaining, 37-29, Highland leading Richland Center. Area girls basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
5-10 remaining in the ball game. 37-29 Cardinals. Just joining us, they led 25-16 at halftime and had a chance to start maybe pulling away, but Richland Center has put up a good effort. Carly Meaden will have the basketball out of bounds play. 2-3 zone for Highland, and the coordinates bring it down on the baseline. Here is Burns on a drive, kicks it back to Weiss. Now Meaden, top of the circle. Right side caught by Gander. J.C. looks to the inside, lobs it back to Weiss. Left wing, down to the baseline. Hazelrig, turnaround, 18-footer, good! Jasmine Hazelrig with her second basket off the bench here in the second half. 37-31. Hornets within six. Highland down to the baseline, and it's knocked away by Meaden. Here's Sophia Terrell. Oh, nice recovery. Hook shot in the lane and got it in good. Sophia with 11 points, 39-31. Pass to the near side, Hazelrig on the left wing. Drops it back to Weiss. Down to the corner, caught by Gander. Back to Weiss. Meaden, three for the left wing, and the rim no good. Rebound by Highland, and a foul called on the Hornets. 4:21 remaining, and that'll be the seventh on Richland Center. So the Cardinals will be shooting bonus from here on out. Addie Board returns, so does Jory Schultz, to the Richland Center lineup. Parents' night here on the first night of the season as well. We got to see where everybody belonged. Introducing friends and loved ones and grandparents, parents, whoever was there to support them. Free throw coming up for Sophia Terrell. She's 1-for-2 at the line. Free throw is good. That'll make it 40-31. Hornets had it within six just a little bit ago. Terrell with a second throw. Couple of dribbles in the air with this one, and it is good. Sophia Terrell makes it a 10-point game again. 41-31. And now Meaden, pressured in the backcourt, is going to get it across the timeline to Jory Schultz. Schultz gets it down to Weiss. Ella holds it above the head, throws to Meaden. Free throw line, cuts in the paint, lays it up short. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Adeline Esser with the catch and now the outlet pass. And Bedward will walk it. For the Richland Center Hornets, they're back into a 2-3 zone, it would appear. Cardinals work at left wing. Now high post. Sophia Terrell down to the corner. Olsen, and the ball knocked away by Meaden. Picked up again by Terrell. Hornets almost had a pick. Highland keeps it. Throwing it down to the near side. Baseline. Esser, nowhere to go. Fires it back. Catch there by Bedworth. And the Cardinals to the corner, knocked away by Burns, and out of bounds. Got it off of Highland. Richland Center with a defensive stop. 3:28 to play, and timeout Richland Center, 41-31. Highland leading area girls basketball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center and Richland Center.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way, by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some other scores on the Phil Neve flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. It was the final tonight. Riverdale gets the win over Ithaca, 45-40. Platteville edges Barneveld, 51-50. Wisconsin Heights over Parkview, 53-25. Brookwood over Lafarge Youth Initiative, 53-30. Mineral Point, 70. Lancaster, 36. Hornet basketball down by 10. And the ball goes down to the corner. It's going to be Schultz, now knocked away by Highland and out of bounds. Caitlin Miller touched it last. It will be Richland Center basketball along the end of the bench on the near side. Here's a lob in, and it's caught by Burns. Kylie takes it, free throw line right. Kylie is stopped, needs to get rid of it. Board to the rescue, grabs it, throws it over to Meade on the left wing. Back to the inside, turnaround shot, good for Kylie Burns. She's got 10, and it's under 10 again. 41-33. Highland basketball out to the corner. Grabbed by Sophia Terrell. Terrell back to Bedward, and now the Hornets try to knock it away. Cardinals with the ball. Miller, right wing, lobs inside for Terrell. They've got a set offensive play for her. Her shot with the left hand, good. Sophia Terrell, a sophomore for the Cardinals, now with 15. 43-33. Hornets with the ball, 2:31 to go. Ball in the left wing. It's going to be passed out to Board, knocked away from Schultz, picked up by the Cardinals. They get a steal. Halverson, Bedward. Now they'll kick it back out, and they'll set it up. Cardinals with a lead of 10 with 2:15 to go. Terrell meets it, deep corner, guarded by Weiss. Brings it back, top of the circle. Held up on the dribble drive there by Bedward. Keeps the dribble. All the way to the left side, guarded by Meade, and Hornets trying for a steal and won't get it as the ball comes back to the right side and Sophia Terrell, and Weiss knocked it away, got it off of Terrell, out of bounds, Richland center ball. So the Hornets can bring it under 10 points with a minute 56 to go. A marked improvement for this Hornet club. Again, a lot of youth on the club this year. There will be some growing pains, but they're going to be competitive this year. Addy Board back to the top. Taken by Carly Meaden, right wing. Out to meet the ball is Kylie Burns. Board, free throw line left. Back to Burns. Now to Meaden. Three from the left wing, and it is on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kylie Burns. Good hustle. Back to Meaden. 16-footer on the rim. No good. Meaden gets her own rebound in the corner. Carly swings it back to Addy Board. Board down to the corner for the Hornets. Looking it over and trying to pass it on the inside is Schultz, taken away by the Cardinals. Big steal by Halverson and company with 1:15 to go. Cardinals leading by 10, 43-33. Out to meet the ball, Miller. Miller lobs it back to the free throw line. Esser, free throw line right. Now drops it back to the half-court line, and the Hornets foul. That stops the clock with a minute two. And we'll send Bedward to the line. Coming into the lineup for the Cardinals, Kate Terrell. Kate returns. She has been sidelined with a total of three fouls, so they played her sparingly over the course of the last few minutes. Free throw coming up for the Cardinals, and it's on the way, no good, to the front end of the bonus. And the rebound pulled down by Kylie Burns. Kylie's had a great game tonight. Back to Carly Meaden, under a minute to go. Pass to the corner, Schultz. Schultz dribbles it back to the half-court line. Nothing. Throws it low to Weiss. Nice knock away by Kate Terrell. Gets the steal. 45 seconds to play. Highland by 10. Walking the ball. Edward takes it across the timeline. Nowhere to go. Free throw line right. Skips it. Near side. Olsen. And the Cardinals set it up. Hornets have switched to a matchup defense. First time tonight, they're playing man defense. Ball goes to the inside. Hook shot from the low post by Halverson. No good. Rebound Hornets. They're going to push it out. Kylie Burns crosses the timeline, swings it to Board. Addy back to Burns. Back to Meaden. Backs off for an 18-footer. Good. Carly Meaden knocks it down to an 8-point game, and that's going to do it here tonight. 43-35 as Highland inbounds and holds the ball, and that will do it tonight. It's a good game. Good start for both teams. Highland wins it 43-35, the final, here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse tonight. Coming up, we'll check some notes on the game, the turning point of the game, and the filmy flip phone scoreboard, all on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Tonight's final, Highland 43, Richland Center 35, on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It is time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. That goes back to 5 minutes remaining. The Hornets had pulled within six at 37-31, and Highland got a big basket from Sophia Terrell to put them again back up by eight, and then eventually double digits. They wound up winning it by eight in the end here tonight, but that was a turning point down the stretch, and the Hornets were making a real push and had a legitimate chance to kind of come back. They kind of tuned up the defense a little bit and been able to convert some defense into offense tonight, but not to be. That's a turning point. Big basket by Sophia Terrell, who lined up with game-high honors tonight with a total of 15 points. Duncan Rewards giving you some rewards all year long right here in Richland Center. This is high school basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 43-35, the final score tonight, as the Highland Cardinals take the win on the opening night of the girls' basketball campaign by 8 points. They led by a total of nine at halftime, so the game kind of stayed in that range for much of the night tonight. Cardinals led by Sophia Terrell with 15, 10 points for Addison Bedward. Also six each for Celia Olson, who had 2 3-point baskets, and six for Kate Terrell, three for Samarin Halverson, two for Adeline Esser, and 1 point for Caitlin Miller. On the Hornets side, they get 10 points from Kylie Burns. Sophomore came through with a big game tonight. Also 6 points for freshman J.C. Gander and senior Carly Meaden. 5 points for Jory Schultz, who is a junior. And 4 points for Ella Weiss, a sophomore. And 4 for Jasmine Hazelrig, who is a senior. Hornets with a 1-for-9 free throw shooting night tonight. Certainly that was a factor as well. Make a few more of theirs, and it was a lot closer ball game. Highland went 8-for-13. Highland makes 3 3-point baskets. The Hornets make 2, both of those from freshman J.C. Gander on the evening. 43-35, Highland is the victor here tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Now, let's check the Filmy flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. It was a win for Hillsboro over Kickapoo tonight, 49-46. Evansville, 66. Dodgeville, 36. Reedsburg, 58. Fort Atkinson, 54. Wisconsin Heights, 53-25 over Parkview. Brookwood, 53. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 30. Mineral Point over Lancaster, 70-36. Also in the first official night for girls basketball, Cashton over Seneca, 67-11. Evansville with that victory against Dodgeville and a good game tonight. Riverdale over Ithaca, 45-40 at the Rest Building tonight, a game that seemed to be close all the way. And Platteville with a last-second bucket to win over Barneveld, 51-50. Scholesburg defeats Darlington, 54-37. Potosi-Cassville over Boscobel, 64-38. And we're up to date in scores. We'll come back and take a look at some things going ahead, looking ahead toward more later on this week. This is Area Girls Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside and Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Fall is here. Stop in and check out our 4 different grilled cheese sandwiches along with our fall soups. You will go away feeling like you can take on the world. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Thanksgiving is quickly approaching, and that means tasty holiday cooking, quality time with family and friends, and the start to the festive season. Hi, this is Julie from Robin's Nest. I invite you to stop in and shop our unique selection of one-of-a-kind finds for your home and browse our seasonal decor. Add a pop of color to your Thanksgiving table with a festive floral centerpiece. Order early for best selection. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Highland gets the win tonight over Richland Center, and the Cardinals will be playing at Iowa Grant next Monday night for their next game. They'll also play Benton coming up on December 3rd as they get ready for conference action. Richland Center with a tune-up later this week at Portage High School. They'll also be at Wisconsin Heights on Tuesday of next week. The Hornets are road warriors as they will play the next 6 games on the road before getting a home game on Tuesday, December 10th, when they host the Riverdale Chieftains. Some good things from both squads. Both teams would say, we've got some things to work on, but you obviously do after just, 6 practices? 6 practices and a scrimmage, and then a game here tonight, and that's how it went. Some things look good. Others certainly didn't look as good. The Hornets struggled to the free throw line and hopefully can kind of get working on that and not make that a season-long thing either. But they did give themselves some opportunity with good defense and some good hustle tonight. I think Coach Cooey has to be pleased with the way that they performed tonight for the most part. And likewise, best of luck to Highland as they get ready for the newly revamped Six Rivers Conference area girls basketball. Tonight, Highland takes both ends of the doubleheader. They win the JV game 37-30 and the varsity game 43-35. Our engineer tonight, Mr. Fabulous, ready for the winter sports season, Tim Thede. And this is Phil Neese signing off from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Thanks for supporting local radio, local sports on WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.